special day after Thanksgiving episode of BulaNetwork.com. After all is said and done, a lot more is said than done. You've likely heard comedians and other people use that line, and it's funny. Sadly, it's true. It's true. When all is said and done, boy, a whole lot more is said than done. Why is that so hard? Why is it so hard to take action? Among the many frustrations that I have had with my own life and with those people professionally that I have tried to help, taking action is far and away the number one problem. I read not too long ago, and I don't know that it's statistically true, but it was an interesting note anyway, and I bet you it's close, that 2% takes some new learning, some new information necessary for them to propel themselves forward. 2% will actually do anything. Two. That's staggering, isn't it? You think of all the seminars and all of the information and all of the tutorials and all of the just all of the teaching that goes on. Now, this was talking about information products because everybody wants to be an internet rock star, and so it was particular to that space, so I should be fair and clear about that. I mean, people who enroll to take music lessons certainly take action, not just 2%. But people who buy high-end information, internet marketing kind of stuff, 2% will do anything. Doesn't mean 2% will be successful. I wonder how many people, I bet you the number's crazy high. I know it is in my life. The people that in that space even consume all of the information, much less take action. Why is that? Why is that? Why would somebody pay some amount of money, any amount of money? Well, why do you buy books and you sit them on a bookshelf and you don't read them? Why buy the book if you're not going to read it? I don't know. I've got books that I haven't read. Now, I can tell you probably almost 100% of the time the reason I haven't read them is I started them. I tried to read them. I couldn't muddle through. In some cases, no fault of the author, no fault of the subject. I lost interest. Happens. But why do we get frozen, and why do we refuse to take some meaningful action? Here's what really baffles me when I look at my own life and those people that I often have tried to help through the years. When things aren't working well, what have you got to lose? And yet, my experience is those can be some of the toughest times that to get myself to move or to try to provoke and prod and help somebody else take action and move. And it's like, look, it's very clear that what's happening right now is not working. So, try something. And we hear it. We hear it every day. We hear it every day. We hear iterate. Here's what you hear two words. I do. Very often I hear these. And of course, I listen to a number of interviews and I read a lot. And so this phrase seems to come up pretty frequently, especially when you're talking about doing something in the internet. And it's true, whether it's software driven or service driven or anything else. Iterate fast. Iterate fast. What does that mean? It means move quickly. Move quickly. I've got two grandsons and a granddaughter, and Lord willing, another grandson on the way. I mean, you know, and these are little people that are, you know, under the age of five, and they are so new to the planet. The energy level is sky high. It's crazy. And I was watching them the other day, and it's just constant movement, They're like sharks. I told them, I said, man, you guys are like sharks. Y'all are never still and always eating, and never still. It's a funny combination, but well, you know, when you're a shark, when you're in constant motion, you've got to keep, fuel. Got to keep eating so I can keep moving. And I was thinking about my life and maybe your life and so many others, and how we go from that early on to settling into a less motion-filled life, shall we say. Just not doing much of anything. Couch potato stuff. And as I was watching them play and do whatever it is they do, it dawned on me that part of it could be, I mean, the biggest part of it for us as adults in our business adventures and taking action is just to get past the stuff in our head. You know, we talk ourselves out of stuff, and kids don't much, they don't much think. Now, that gets them in trouble. It gets my grandkids in trouble. It got me in trouble. It got my kids in trouble. Yeah, they're just doing, right? They're just acting and reacting and doing whatever it is they do, and sometimes they get into it. You know, one of them grabs a toy from one of the others, and next thing you know, somebody wants to hit somebody, and you know, and I'm of course now as a grandfather, it's kind of cool because, you know, I don't get near as worked up as I used to. Now it's like, okay, everybody clear back. Okay, y'all go at it. No, it's not a good lesson, but it's kind of fun. You know, we get older and we're thinking stuff, and I guess for me, it kind of falls into one extreme or the other. You know, I either tend to not think it through enough. That doesn't happen very often. My problem tends to be the opposite. Overthink it. Waller it, you know. Really waller it down good. Think about it some more. And it's not perfectionism, not for me. It is for some people. Not for me. I was talking to a friend the other day, and he was talking about a project he was trying to do, and he was describing, you know, how many days he had spent trying to do this video thing. And of course I had to kind of laugh and say, well, you know what I'd do. You know, I'm not saying it would look great, but you know, I just fire up a webcam and just do it. It might not be great, but you know, if it was 75%, I'm good. You know, he's much more meticulous about those kinds of things. And some people are just wired that way. And I used to be, as a kid, I was thinking back the other day, because here we are on the holiday season and, you know, kids do bulletin boards and they do these little projects at school and stuff. And I remember doing those, and I loved to do them. Because I was pretty artsy, and I was picky about it, but I was the kid who, colored inside the lines because it, well, it looked better. You know, and I didn't want some kid coming over and just doing this scribble mess. I wanted my stuff to look good. I wanted it to be neat. It wasn't that I was a conformist. You know, everybody wants to make these analogies. Color outside the lines, meaning you just march to your own drummer. Well, no, it just looks bad. That was my attitude. So I'm picky, but not overly so. But I'm watching these kids and I'm thinking about all this stuff and I'm thinking about the action and just movement and kids who are working to just figure things out. And in figuring things out, it's not sitting on the sofa thinking that figures them out. And that's ironic to me. Isn't it? Isn't that ironic to you? That to figure things out, we think figure means we got to think about it. Now, I'm not at all opposed to thinking about it. I'm quite fond of meditating, which means we're rolling it over in our head. We're playing these scenarios. This is a great thing about the human brain. We can project. We can put ourselves in a situation that is not even real. And we can imagine it. And we can role play in our head how we think that might could turn out. And then we can say, okay, well, what if this happened? And we can play that scenario out and see how it would turn out. And okay, we can play out a different scenario. And we can do all that in our head, and it's a great gift. It's terrific. But just like the battle plans that are forged in a tent, a safe distance from the front line, you don't really know if it's going to work or not until you get boots on the ground and you try. And so I'm watching these little kids move and figure things out, and I'm watching them with their hands. I'm watching them with puzzles and games and toys that have parts, and I'm watching them figure out where that puzzle piece goes. And they're not doing what many of us do. This is us, okay? This is, metaphorically, this is us trying to figure things out. We are standing back looking at all the puzzle pieces with our hands on our hips, and we're looking, and we're looking, and we're looking. And sometimes people are encouraging us, go ahead, take some action. Now, I'm trying to figure this out. Well, wouldn't it be easier to handle the pieces of the puzzle and try to move them around? Well, I'm doing that right up here. No, nobody does that. I have watched adults put together big jigsaw puzzles. Nobody does that. Nobody does that. Nobody sits back and looks at the puzzle pieces and goes, what are you doing? I'm putting this puzzle together. Well, you haven't even connected any two pieces. I know, but I'm doing it right up here. Yeah, we would look at them and go, well, you're just nuts. You can't put together a jigsaw puzzle like that. But that's what we try to do with our lives. That's what we try to do with our businesses. We're trying to put it all together in our head. Well, you don't even have your hands on the puzzle pieces. You can't. It won't work. You've got to take some action. Oh, but what if it's wrong? Well, what do you do with a jigsaw puzzle when you have a piece that's... That piece looks like that'll fit right there. It doesn't fit. What do? Throw the puzzle away? No. We set that one aside and we look for another one. We're trying to find the answer. How are we trying to find the answer? We're moving. We're acting. We're doing stuff. So what if it doesn't work? It's not the end of the world. You know, if you think you're going to be the first person to fail, well, good luck. Get in line behind me. Oh, you think you're going to be the last person to fail? Well, again, get in line behind me. No, and nobody cares. And, you know, even those of us that have some web presence, nobody's looking. No offense. They're not. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody knows. Wait, let me get my book out. I saw today where Randy tried something and it failed. I need to make a note of that. On this date in 2012, he failed. I'm always going to remember that. Nobody cares. Nobody knows. You care. You care about your own failures and successes. I care about mine. To a lesser degree, I care about yours. I care about yours, but not as much as my own. Come on, I'm not an idiot. Well, I can be. We need to move. We just need to move. What if it's not the right direction? Well, okay, it's real simple. Let's make it really simple. There's a question that you can ask that is a terrific barometer. And you know the question, but the question really isn't the key. And the question is, what's the worst thing that can happen? That's not the key. You've heard that before. Here's the problem. The problem is people ask the question, but they don't answer it. Everybody's asking the question, well, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear the answer. Got a business idea. Well, if I take action and it's not the right action, it might not work. Ooh. And if you don't take action, it won't work. Now what are you going to do? Now what's the question? Well, what's the worst thing that can happen? If the action I take fails, what's the worst thing that can happen? I've got to figure out a new action. Okay, and what's the worst thing that can happen? Well, it fails. Okay. You just keep asking the question and keep answering the question. Keep having courage to answer the question. And when you answer the question, you're going to find out more often than not that the downside, the consequence, it's not that significant. I've had conversations with people who talked about, well, I could lose my job. Okay. Let's answer it and say, you do lose your job. What's the worst thing that can happen? I might be unable to get another job. Okay. And what are the repercussions of that? What's the worst thing that can happen? You know, well, I could lose my house. The funny thing is, in all the what-ifing that goes on, I've never had anybody. I've had some people say, well, it could cost me my job. Well, do you think that's a real possibility? No. Was it Mark Twain? I believe it was Mark Twain that said, you know, most of the things that he had worried about, most of the bridges that he had been fearful to cross, he never reached. Meaning those fears that we blow up in our head, more often than not, they don't come to fruition. We worry about stuff, we fret about stuff, and then when we get up to it, we realize it's not happening like we thought at all. It's not nearly as bad. It's not always true. It's not always true, especially when it comes to some health concerns. And I've talked about that before. We just got to take action. Look at your life as though it's a jigsaw puzzle. You cannot sit back with your hands on your hips, analyzing all the pieces, expecting to put it together. You're not going to figure it out that way. The only way to figure it out is to grab a hold of a piece, take a look at where you think it might fit. You don't know. The only way to know is to try. Try to put it together. Try to insert it where you believe it belongs. And what do? It doesn't fit that way. And so you turn it, you pivot it, you cast it aside and you grab another piece. You keep working at it until you figure it out. And you know what? You do. You eventually do figure it out. It's how jigsaw puzzles get built all day, every day, by thousands of people all over the planet. My grandkids, 5 and under, even the youngest, they all know it. They all know the only way to figure it out is I got to get my hands on it. if I can get my hands on it, I might be able to figure it out. But they instinctively know if I can't get my hands on it, I'm not interested, and B, I'm never going to figure it out. Where did that disconnect for us? Where did that disconnect for me? Where we figured out that figuring it out is this cerebral thing, and it's not getting my hands on it. No, get your hands on it. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is BULANetwork.com. This is the Yellow Studio.